Blood Miss episode number 2. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Alan. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about she found that she had been tricked by the stranger. This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. When Missy read, she felt sick, as if her body had the ability to physically process the news that it was not her boyfriend. In sudden, heavy excitement, I saw this news go around, and then I saw someone describing the occasion to someone without knowing exactly what it was. I imagined her crying wildly, and with sudden and heavy excitement I imagined her walking through the round. The harrowing betrayal of love, coupled with naive trust, pulled her out of the dark dream she had lived in for almost 2 years, a dream in which she dreamed of her husband, her family and her best friend. I spoke to Derek, who grew up in an affluent suburb of San Francisco, and he said he had had problems from an early age. The filmmaker cited an incident where a stranger knocked on his door while his parents were not there, asking for someone who was not living there. He thought he was a thief or a fugitive prisoner, but when he presented the money, he refused to do so, saying he wanted to know first why he had entered the door and how normal people had moved in. He doesn't realize his fear of the stranger, which is strange, because during his time there he noticed that Anna had only ever paid him in cash, and when he came back she seemed to forget that she would pay him back. First, after the church, he learned that one of the old craftsmen in the ironworks had been robbed by a man who sold rats. He was tempted by the 30 crowns he saw in a leather bag of the older crofter he had seen in other people's leather bags. The peddler was thinking of his rattlesnake trap when he suddenly became struck by the realization that the whole world was nothing more than a rattlesnake trap. He was hardly aware of what had happened, but the treatment he received from the captain and the fact that he was in prison for his act showed how love and understanding can transform even depraved souls. The thief was beheaded, his body in the hands of an old man, head in hands. She remembered the thought of her maman, who made her a living force, much more powerful than she had ever been in part one. Strangely enough, in this chapter she remembered an old philosophical sermon that her mother used to tell her, and her torment was alleviated by remembering his platitudes. She noted that she would have been happy if she had read the escape story only once and discovered that in at least one case a man had been saved from execution by chance, but there was no life without much thought or thought. Mersault was fascinated by the story and said that she read it over and over again, only to eventually come to the conclusion that she perhaps should not have played such a trick. Instead of enjoying external sensations and seeing what she observed in the physical elements of the world, her inner thoughts in search of escape became a kind of fear and anxiety. Mersault smiled as she admitted that when the revelation came to her, she lost her appetite for cigarettes and the authorities who refused her cigarettes could no longer punish her. The change came when she received a letter from Marie announcing she would no longer be able to visit her. When she tried to verify Eric Cole's story by calling his company, she didn't hear from him for several months, but there is one lesser-known case that inspires strangers and is far more horrific than any. Many report only to discover that, paradoxically, they are less likely to suffer the consequences if they are drawn so deeply into the fraud. The title character of The Stranger is a Frenchman living in Algiers in Pays Noir and coming to town disguised as a stranger, accompanied by a gang of Bacchants, intent on punishing his family by offering sacrifices. In the uncertain light of an oven, he thinks he is an old regimental comrade and is asked to go home. Although the unidentified man knows they are connected and was caught with stolen money, he refuses the request. He asks why he refused, and Mersault replies, "I don't believe in God," explaining that it is irrelevant. Linda finally found out that Derek Aldred had lied to her about his true identity and that he had used up her savings to fund his false life. The Brotherhood was founded to uncover the true identity of Al-Jahiz, a vanished South Korean mystic who changed the world forever. When he opened the veil between the magical and the profane realm, he transformed our world before disappearing into the unknown.
Thank you all for joining us again on Blood Miss, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.